My beloved friends, today we are here in the presence of the Almighty God to delve deep into His Word and discover the profound significance of living a life filled with the Holy Spirit. As followers of Christ, we are called not only to profess our faith, but to live it out in every aspect of our lives. And one of the most beautiful manifestations of a life led by the Spirit is reflected in the 9 habits outlined in Galatians 5:22-23. Imagine a world where every person we encounter reflects these 9 habits. These habits are not merely virtues to aspire to. They are the very essence of a life transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, let's explore these 9 habits together, not as a checklist of moral virtues, but as the fruits of a life deeply rooted in God's love and grace. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us explore the profound nature of the love that emanates from the Holy Spirit. Love is not a mere sentiment or fleeting emotion. It is the very heartbeat of God, the core of His being. In 1 John 4:8, we are reminded that God is love. Love is not just an attribute that God possesses. It defines His essence, His character, and His nature. When we talk about love as a habit of a person filled with the Holy Spirit, we are referring to a transformative and sacrificial love, an agape love that goes beyond human comprehension. This love is not contingent upon the loveliness of the recipient or the favorable circumstances surrounding us. It is a divine force that flows from the depths of God's grace within us. As vessels of the Holy Spirit, we are called to be conduits of God's unconditional love. In the Gospel of John, Jesus implores His disciples, saying, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." John 13:34. This divine command challenges us to love as Christ loved us, an all-encompassing love that led Him to the cross for our salvation. This love surpasses mere human affection. It reaches beyond the boundaries of our understanding. It is a love that bears witness to the redemptive power of God and His ability to transform even the hardest hearts. When we allow the Holy Spirit to cultivate this habit of love within us, we become instruments of healing, restoration, and transformation. Consider the impact of such love on our relationships. It has the power to heal wounds inflicted by brokenness and betrayal. It mends the shattered pieces of fractured relationships, creating a tapestry of reconciliation and unity. The Apostle Paul beautifully articulates the transformative nature of love in 1 Corinthians 13, reminding us that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Let us strive to embody this love daily in our homes, workplaces, and communities. Let the love of the Holy Spirit radiate from us, drawing others into the warmth of God's embrace. As we cultivate the habit of love, we become ambassadors of Christ's unconditional love, impacting the world around us with the transformative power of God's grace. For indeed, love is the greatest of all virtues, and it is the defining mark of a life filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us now turn our hearts to the second habit of a person filled with the Holy Spirit, the habit of joy. In a world marked by turmoil, uncertainty, and despair, joy becomes a radiant light, a beacon of hope that shines forth from the depths of our being. The joy that emanates from the Holy Spirit is not contingent on external circumstances. Rather, it is a resilient and unwavering force that springs from the well of God's abiding presence within us. Look at the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:4, as he encourages believers, saying, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Notice that Paul doesn't instruct us to rejoice only when life is smooth, when the sun is shining brightly and all seems well. No. He calls us to rejoice always, in the highs and lows, in triumphs and trials. This kind of joy is a supernatural gift from the Holy Spirit. Our joy, as children of God, is rooted in the unchanging character of our Creator. It is a joy that flows from the assurance that our God is sovereign.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
That he holds the universe in his hands, and that his plans for us are good. This joy is not a fleeting emotion, but a steadfast conviction that sustains us through the darkest of nights. Examine the life of the Apostle Paul, who wrote these words of joy while imprisoned for his faith. His joy was not circumstantial. It transcended the confines of his prison cell. It was a joy born out of his deep relationship with God, a joy that could not be extinguished by external challenges. This habit of joy empowers us to navigate life's storms with resilience and courage. It enables us to face adversity with a heart full of praise, knowing that our God is greater than any trial we may encounter. When we cultivate the habit of joy, we declare to the world that our hope is anchored in something beyond the temporal. It is anchored in the eternal promises of our faithful God. As we go through life's ups and downs, let us tap into the wellspring of joy that the Holy Spirit provides. Let this joy be our strength, our anthem in times of sorrow, and our testimony in the face of challenges. Rejoice, dear brothers and sisters, for the joy of the Lord is our stronghold, our refuge, and our source of unwavering hope. May it become a radiant habit that defines our lives and draws others into the transformative light of God's joy. So, beloved, let us now contemplate the third habit of a person filled with the Holy Spirit, the habit of peace in a world tumultuous with strife and discord. The peace that surpasses all understanding emerges as a divine gift, graciously bestowed upon us by the Holy Spirit. It is a peace that goes beyond mere tranquility. It is profound, soul-settling assurance that transcends the turbulence of life's storms. As the Apostle Paul articulates in Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This peace is not subject to the ebb and flow of external circumstances. It is not contingent upon the absence of conflict, but rather, it is rooted in the unchanging character of our God. Consider the imagery of a guardian. The peace of God actively guards our hearts and minds. In the midst of life storms, this peace stands as a steadfast sentinel, protecting us from anxiety, fear, and despair. It is a peace that transforms our inner landscape, allowing us to navigate through challenges with a serene confidence that God's sovereignty prevails. But the beauty of this peace extends beyond personal serenity. It propels us into the role of peacemakers in a world marred by conflict and strife. Jesus, in the Beatitudes, pronounced, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Matthew 5:9. The peace instilled by the Holy Spirit, empowers us not only to experience tranquility within, but to actively sow seeds of reconciliation and harmony in the world around us. This habit of peace challenges us to be agents of transformation in a world desperate for healing. It prompts us to bridge divides, extend forgiveness, and foster unity in the face of discord. The peace that the Holy Spirit cultivates within us is not passive. It is dynamic, urging us to actively pursue reconciliation, understanding, and love. Let this peace, dear brothers and sisters, be more than a fleeting emotion. Let it be a steadfast habit that characterizes our lives. May it be the anthem of our hearts, resounding even in the midst of life's tempests. As peacemakers filled with the Holy Spirit, may we embody the transformative power of God's peace and become instruments of reconciliation in a fractured world. Now, let us reflect on the fourth habit, the habit of patience, filled with the Holy Spirit. The habit of patience. In a world that seems to value speed and instant gratification, patience emerges as a rare and precious virtue. As followers of Christ, we are summoned to cultivate this virtue, trusting in the Lord's perfect timing for our lives. The Holy Spirit, our divine guide, empowers us to endure with patience, imparting a strength that transcends the trials and tribulations of our journey. Patience, often described as the ability to endure without losing heart, is a virtue that aligns us with the heartbeat of God. In Romans 5:4, we are reminded that endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. This endurance, born of patience, is not a passive waiting, but an active trust in God's sovereign plan for our lives. Look at the narratives of biblical figures like Abraham and Joseph, who, through patient endurance, witnessed the fulfillment of God's promises in His perfect timing. The Holy Spirit, dwelling within us, provides the strength to persevere through the tests of time, teaching us to anchor our faith in God's unchanging faithfulness. Waiting on the Lord is not a sign of weakness, but a demonstration of unwavering faith. Patience, as a habit of the Holy Spirit, allows us to resist the impulse to rush ahead of God's plan, trusting that His timing is perfect and His promises are sure. It molds our character, teaching us to wait with hope and expectancy, confident that the God who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. The world may demand immediacy, but the Holy Spirit teaches us the beauty of divine timing. Let us, therefore, embrace the habit of patience, recognizing that it is not just about enduring, but about growing, maturing, and becoming more Christ-like through the process. In times of waiting, let us remember the words of Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord. As we cultivate the habit of patience, may we find strength in our waiting, knowing that the Holy Spirit is at work within us, shaping us into vessels of enduring faith and unwavering trust. Now, let us explore the fifth habit of a person filled with the Holy Spirit, the habit of kindness. Kindness is not merely a pleasant gesture. It is a profound language that surpasses cultural barriers and resonates deep within the human heart. As followers of Christ, we are called to embody this language of kindness, for it is the tangible expression of God's love made manifest through acts of compassion, forgiveness, and selflessness. Kindness, in its truest form, reflects the very heart of our Heavenly Father. In Ephesians 4:32, we are encouraged, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The kindness we extend is not born out of our own limited capacity, but flows from the wellspring of God's love within us. Think about the life of Jesus, the embodiment of divine kindness, his interactions with the marginalized, the broken, and the sinful exemplified a kindness that went beyond societal norms. His kindness was not a mere nicety. It was a revolutionary force that transformed lives and touched the deepest recesses of the human soul. As vessels of the Holy Spirit, our lives are to be marked by a kindness that reflects God's unconditional love. It is kindness that leads us to extend compassion to the hurting, forgiveness to the repentant, and selflessness to those in need. It is a habit that transcends cultural boundaries, inviting all people into the transformative embrace of God's grace. Let us be known by our kindness. In a world filled with strife and division, let our lives stand as a testimony to the reconciling power of God's love. As we move through our daily interactions, may our kindness become a source of hope, healing, and restoration to those who need it most. Kindness is not a virtue reserved for special occasions. It is a lifestyle, a habit that must permeate every facet of our existence. By reflecting the heart of our Heavenly Father through acts of kindness, we participate in God's redemptive work in the world. May our kindness be a beacon that draws others into the boundless grace of our loving God. My dear friends, let us now explore the sixth habit, the habit of goodness. Goodness is not merely an abstract concept. It is a dynamic alignment of our lives with the will of God, a commitment to walk in obedience to His commandments. The Holy Spirit, our divine guide, empowers us to embody goodness, enabling us to do what is right, stand for justice, show mercy, and walk humbly with our God. In Micah 6:8, we are reminded of what it means to be truly good. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Goodness is not a passive attribute, but an active and intentional way of living in accordance with God's righteous standards. Reflect on the life of Jesus, the epitome of goodness. His earthly ministry was marked by acts of kindness, justice, and mercy. He stood against injustice, reached out to the marginalized, and demonstrated a goodness that transcended societal expectations. As vessels of the Holy Spirit, we are called to follow in His footsteps. To be good means to stand for justice in a world filled with inequality, to show mercy when others may withhold it, and to walk humbly recognizing our dependence on God. The Holy Spirit empowers us to cultivate this habit of goodness, transforming our character and influencing the world around us. In Galatians 5:22-23, the Apostle Paul highlights goodness as one of the fruits of the Spirit. This goodness is not of our own making, but is a product of the Holy Spirit working within us. As we yield to the Spirit, goodness becomes a defining characteristic of our lives, shining as a light in a world darkened by sin. May we, as vessels of the Holy Spirit, be known for our goodness in a world where moral standards may be compromised. Let our lives reflect the righteousness of God through acts of kindness, justice, and mercy. May we embody the goodness that comes from walking in step with the Holy Spirit, pointing others to the transformative power of God's grace. Let us now explore the seventh habit, the habit of faithfulness. Faithfulness goes beyond mere religious rituals or attendance at church services. It is a profound commitment to live each day with unwavering trust in God's promises. The Holy Spirit, our divine guide, empowers us to remain steadfast in our devotion to God, to be faithful stewards of His gifts, and to fulfill the calling He has placed on our lives. In 1 Corinthians 4:2, the Apostle Paul succinctly captures the essence of faithfulness. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. Faithfulness is not a passive state, but an active and intentional commitment to honor the trust that God has bestowed upon us. As stewards of His grace, we are called to be faithful in our responsibilities, relationships, and the tasks set before us. Consider the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, where faithful stewardship is rewarded. Those who were faithful with the talents entrusted to them received commendation from their master. Similarly, the Holy Spirit empowers us to be faithful stewards of the spiritual gifts, resources, and opportunities God has placed in our hands. Faithfulness is not just a series of actions. It is a reflection of the trustworthiness of our hearts. The Holy Spirit works within us, cultivating a habit of faithfulness that extends to every area of our lives. It compels us to be faithful spouses, parents, friends, employees, and representatives of Christ in the world. As we cultivate the habit of faithfulness, we mirror the unwavering commitment God has shown us throughout history. God's faithfulness is a central theme in Scripture, and as His children, we are called to reflect this attribute in our lives. The Holy Spirit enables us to remain faithful in the face of challenges, to persevere through trials, and to hold fast to the promises of God. May our lives be characterized by faithfulness, not just in religious observances, but in the day. Today, living out of our faith, through the power of the Holy Spirit, let us be faithful stewards of God's grace, demonstrating His unwavering love to a world in need of His faithfulness. Now, let us explore the eighth habit, the habit of gentleness. In a world marked by aggression and hostility, gentleness emerges as a powerful witness to the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. It is the gentle touch, the soft word, and the compassionate gesture that speaks volumes about the love of Christ dwelling within us. Let us, therefore, be ambassadors of gentleness, reflecting the heart of our Savior to a world in need of His grace. Gentleness, often overlooked in a culture that values strength and assertiveness, is a quality that aligns us with the character of Christ. In Matthew 11:29, Jesus declares, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus, our ultimate example, demonstrated gentleness in His interactions with the broken, the hurting, and even those who opposed Him. The Apostle Paul, in Galatians 5:22-23, includes gentleness as one of the fruits of the Spirit. This gentleness is not a sign of weakness, but a manifestation of the Spirit's transformative work in our hearts. As vessels of the Holy Spirit, we are called to exemplify gentleness in our relationships, our speech, and our actions. In a world marred by strife and contention, let our lives stand as a testimony to the gentle nature of Christ. Let our gentleness be a counter-cultural force that challenges the prevailing norms of aggression and animosity. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, may we be known as people who exemplify gentleness, reflecting the compassion and love of our Savior to a world desperately in need of His grace. May the habit of gentleness be deeply ingrained in our character, influencing our responses to others and shaping our interactions. As we embody gentleness, we become conduits of God's transformative love, drawing others into the restful embrace of our gentle and humble-hearted Savior. Beloved friends, let us reflect on the ninth and final habit, the habit of self-control. Self-control, often underestimated in a world that celebrates indulgence, is a fruit of the Spirit that empowers us to resist temptation and live disciplined lives for the glory of God. Self-control is not a mere act of willpower. It is a divine enablement granted by the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5:22-23, the Apostle Paul includes self-control as one of the fruits of the Spirit. This implies that it is not a product of our own strength, but a manifestation of the Spirit's transformative work within us. In a culture that often succumbs to instant gratification, the habit of self-control stands as a testimony to the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome every obstacle. It is the ability to say no to our sinful desires, to exercise restraint in our choices, and to align our lives with the principles of God's Word. Think about the significance of self-control in various aspects of our lives, in our thoughts, our words, our actions, and even in our relationships. The Holy Spirit empowers us to resist the allure of immediate pleasure in favor of lasting righteousness. It enables us to overcome the strongholds of addiction, to navigate through the complexities of life with discernment, and to walk in victory over sin. The habit of self-control is a continuous journey of surrendering our will to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is an acknowledgement that, in our own strength, we are prone to stumble, but with the Spirit's empowerment, we can overcome and live lives that honor God. As we cultivate the habit of self-control, let us remember that it is not about legalism or perfectionism. Rather, it is a response to the transforming work of the Holy Spirit within us. Through His power, we can overcome the allure of instant gratification and live lives marked by discipline, righteousness, and obedience. May the habit of self-control be evident in our daily choices, shaping us into vessels that bring glory to God in a world filled with temptations. May the Holy Spirit's empowering grace enable us to navigate with discernment and walk in the victory that comes through self-control. My dear brothers and sisters, as we reflect on these 9 habits of a person with the Holy Spirit, let us commit ourselves afresh to cultivate these fruits in our lives. Let us surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to transform us from the inside out. May our lives be a testimony to the power of God's love, shining brightly in a world desperately in need of hope and redemption. And may we, through our words and deeds, draw others into the abundant life that is found in Christ alone.